Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's midday interview. Well, a real favorite is coming to Thalian Hall. Opera House Theater Company presents Kiss Me, Kate. It opens tomorrow night. This has music of Cole Porter, words of Shakespeare, a sort of a play within a play that happens. There's a lot going on, and it's really entertaining. Ray Kennedy, the director and choreographer, is here, and one of his stars, Nigel Robinson, actor, singer, dancer extraordinaire, is here as well. Nigel's going, yeah, right. Thank you guys for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
First of all, let's just talk about the show. Ray, it's based on Shakespeare's Taming of the Shrew, but then it's been made into a musical, and there's a play within a play. Kind of give folks an idea if they haven't seen it before.
It was 1948 at the Ford's Theater in Baltimore, and the lead, Fred, has put every dime and every bit of energy into the musical version of The Taming of the Shrew, and he's hired his former wife, who is a Hollywood star, who's come back to do Kate. Most of the play takes place the day of the show before the first preview. There's also a secondary love relationship from Bianca opposite Bill, and he has a gambling problem. There are gangsters that show up. There's wonderful, wonderful music by Mr. Porter. I think arguably maybe Mr. Porter's best score ever. So In Love is in this show, which is my favorite Porter song of all time. Mm-hmm. And so there's the show within the show. And this is one of the things about this show that's so wonderful is the music is so different when you're off stage and when you're on stage. Julie Harvey has a big job because on stage costumes tell the audience we're on stage. Off stage tells us that they're off stage, just being actors. They're backstage.
Right.
So it's a very interesting back and forth. And I think absolutely beautifully written. I said in my director's notes, I think there are three musicals that are basically written perfectly, script and music, and I would say that would be Gypsy, Sweet Charity, and Kiss Me, Kate, because the books are so smart and so great with scores that have every wonderful song you ever want to hear.
Yes. So you see these warring ex-husband and ex-wife backstage fighting it out. Then they get on stage and they're being Kate and Petruchio in Taming of the Shrew. So actually, are there portions of Taming of the Shrew actual Shakespearean dialogue?
Oh, absolutely. Taken right from Mr. Shakespeare. And we've talked about it, Nigel, Kendra, and I. You can't ad-lib that.
No, you can't.
You got to know your lines, so there's no ad-libbing there.
Well, the good news is that you have a couple of actors there, Ray, that you can absolutely count on. Nigel, talk with us about your character, Fred, who then, of course, becomes Petruchio in the Taming of the Shrew portions. Tell us about this guy.
Ego. Egomaniac. Yes. Like Ray said, he put every dollar he could scrape, borrow, and steal. That's a line from the show. Into the show. And he's had to let his ego down enough to even bring his ex-wife in because he wants it to be a success, and he knows that she's good, so he tries to put every piece of it together for it to be successful. And he does what he has to do to get what he wants. I'll put it that way.
Oh, so a bit manipulative.
Yes.
Egomaniacal and manipulative as well. These are not adjectives I would use to describe Nigel Robinson. I've never seen you have those qualities at all, Nigel. I know you can sing and dance like crazy, and you can act beautifully from Oklahoma last summer. You got the Best Actor Award in the huge theater awards that happened. But talk about what it's been like for you to try to be this egomaniac.
Well, everyone has an ego. I have an ego, but it's nothing in comparison to Fred. I mean, I just don't think I'm God's gift to musical theater, but he thinks that he is God's gift to everything, just to the world. And it's a struggle. I mean, I get it more now, but before it was a struggle because I just don't think that way. But I just have to put me aside and embody. I mean, when I'm in the dressing room before the show starts, I'm walking around and I'm like, okay, looking at myself in the mirror, I'm beautiful. I am the best thing on earth. And I really just have to get myself into it that way.
Absolutely. Talk a little bit about your relationship with the character of Lily, who becomes Kate on stage. Now, Kendra Garin-Garrett is playing that. And you and Kendra starred together in Oklahoma. You were Curly and she was Lori. So talk about how different this is, because that was a very sweet love story.
Yes, it is completely different. We were kids and kids that fell in love. But now we're bitter adults. who were married for years and then divorced.
Bitter adults.
Divorced for a year, and here we are now with Kiss Me, Kate. And it's just a more mature relationship, and that's difficult for me too because I'm 21 years old. I've never been married and divorced before. I mean, but we had to come up with a backstory, and I had to think about, well, when was I born? How old am I? When did we get married? How long have we been divorced? I had to come up with all of that so I can get into it a little more. But we hate each other a little bit.
With a bit of love underneath.
With love, but I mean, it's just so complex. That's the one thing about this role that is different from anything else that I've done. There's so many emotions going into one thing that he says. I mean, we have motivation to say something, but he has like five things that motivate him to say this one thing. And that's the most difficult thing about being Fred.
Wow. If you're just joining us, you are hearing Nigel Robinson, who plays the role of Fred, who then becomes Petruchio in The Taming of the Shrew. The production is Kiss Me, Kate, a show within a show. And Ray Kennedy, the director and choreographer, is with us as well. Ray, there are a number of things you wanted to let people know about this show. First of all, now you'd worked on this before in a lot of different capacities.
Yeah, I had choreographed it when I was in my 20s. Then I worked on it once as a vocal arranger and then once as the costume designer for only the role of Kate, which was very unusual. But I worked with good people every time, very good actors. And in the back of my mind, I always thought, I want to sink my teeth into this role. My friend Don Sobieski won a Tony Award for Best Orchestrations for this production. It was only the second year the Tony was given. And being a dancer at heart, the orchestrations are magnificent. And we have a 14-piece orchestra under Lorraine Walsh, and Tim brought a bunch of his students from New Hanover. So we have a fantastic orchestra, and it led to dances that are exuberant and full of the style of the 40s. Too Darn Hot, Jamila, is 498 measures. Not that I've counted them, but it's a big number.
It
took 2 days to just stage it, much less Jason Acock, my assistant, who's so fantastic, cleaned it so beautifully. Mm-hmm. But it's just great. And I love the 40s. I love swing. I love Benny Goodman. And there's sections that sound just like the Benny Goodman Orchestra, which is so incredibly wonderful. So I'm excited because someone asked me what's different about our production. Wilmington's never heard these arrangements. This is brand new in the last 10 years, and it has been done here. So this is the first time these new arrangements are going to be heard by our audience here in Wilmington.
And you said the choreography really reveals itself to you because the music is so evocative of a particular move.
I worked with Don when we did Pompeii here with Dorothy. And Don was the orchestrator. So it was so great to work as a choreographer on a new piece with an orchestrator. So the dances were specific to what my vision was. Kathleen Marshall obviously worked with Don. And I'm not doing her choreography, but the music speaks. My first instrument was the piano. So I'm a musician at heart. So the music speaks. So choreographing, it just came because it's so clear. Don and Kathleen's relationship and what she wanted, what style. So it has been a great journey. I have wonderful dancers. I have the guy that plays Bill is Alex Stevenson. We have Blaine, who's back in town.
Oh,
Jason
good.
Acock, Brooklyn Williamson. And then we have a lot of young dancers. Wilmington is the land of dance studios.
I am telling you.
So we whatever everywhere. Whatever your vision is. These girls and guys can do it.
You can do it. Oh, that's great. Let's talk a little bit about the secondary relationship. We're focused on Kate and Petruchio, alias Fred and Lily. But talk about the Bianca and her suitor's character.
I love Bianca. And Caitlin plays Bianca.
Caitlin Becca?
Becca.
Oh,
and
fun.
I love her humor. She's one of the most talented comedians I know.
She is. And
that's one of the reasons I cast her. And she has that wonderful number, Always True to You, Darling, in My Fashion, which is witty Cole Porter at its best. Mm-hmm. And her relationship, she's in love with Bill, but she is a bit of a flirt. And men love her. She has a relationship with Carter, who plays Harrison, the general. Everybody loves her. And I said to her, you're just a wonderful girl who men love, and you're not married. You're not actually a girl that's sleeping with everybody around you, but you never, ever pass up opportunity to flirt. And she wants to be on Broadway. And if she's got to flirt with Fred and flirt with Carter and flirt with whomever, she's going to, that's her path. Not that she's not talented, but she knows her deck of cards, as my old acting teacher says, know your deck of cards.
Sounds like you have a wonderful cast, and it is a real singing and dancing show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But there's also, as you were telling me, Nigel, before, there are chunks of Shakespeare in there.
Oh, yeah.
You have to do a fair amount of Petruchio and pull that off.
Act 1, Scene 5, how long is that?
It's like, I don't know, it's like three songs, and it's long.
And if you love Nigel's voice, which we all do, this is the role where he gets to show it off. Many big, fantastic numbers.
Oh, good.
And Kendra, too. Kendra as a soprano, singing high B-flats and high Cs.
She's amazing. The show is Kiss Me, Kate, Cole Porter's great musical, based on Shakespeare's Taming of the Shrew. But don't forget, there are all kinds of hot, slinky dancers added in. There's some crazy gangsters that come on stage and sing.
J.R. and Chris Rickard.
Oh, my God.
J.R.'s back in town.
No! Yes. Oh, J.R. and Chris Rickard are the gangsters?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm going to have to come see this show more than once. Yes. I can tell. The show opens Wednesday night, tomorrow night at 8 at Thalian Hall. On the main stage, of course, it runs through Saturday at 8. Then there's a Sunday matinee at 3. Runs two more weekends after that, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Get your tickets early. Call 632-2285 or go to thalianhall.com. Ray Kennedy, Nigel Robinson, thank you for coming in.
Oh, thank you, Aunt Eller.
Oh. Well, now it's my pleasure. All right.